Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Read Aloud Family by Sarah McKenzie is a parenting and family literacy guide centered on one simple practice: reading aloud together. Written by the founder of Read Aloud Revival, the book argues that shared reading is not only useful for language growth and school readiness, but also for building closeness, joy, and a durable family culture. McKenzie presents reading aloud as a habit that can shape the emotional atmosphere of a home, helping children associate books with warmth, attention, and belonging. The book sits between practical parenting advice and literary encouragement, offering motivation, examples, and guidance for families who want to make books a more active part of daily life. Its purpose is not to turn every home into a perfect classroom, but to persuade parents that stories can become a natural way of connecting with children at every age. In that sense, it is both a defense of reading aloud and a manual for making it sustainable in ordinary family life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading aloud as a relationship building practice. A central idea in the book is that reading aloud should be understood as a relational practice, not merely an educational one. McKenzie does not deny the academic benefits of hearing rich language, stronger vocabulary, and improved comprehension, but she pushes readers to see a larger purpose. When a parent reads to a child, the child receives focused attention, shared emotional experience, and a sense that stories matter enough to be enjoyed together. This changes reading from a school task into a form of family connection. The book repeatedly emphasizes that the moments built around stories can create affection, calm, and trust, especially in homes where schedules and screens compete for attention. Shared books also give parents and children a way to encounter difficult feelings, big ideas, and moral questions together without turning every conversation into a lecture. Because stories invite identification and discussion, they can open relational space that ordinary instruction often cannot. McKenzie presents this as one of the most overlooked strengths of reading aloud. In her view, the read aloud habit helps create not just readers, but families who know how to enjoy one another and communicate through a common set of story experiences. Secondly, why the read aloud habit should continue beyond early childhood. One of the book's most distinctive arguments is that reading aloud should not stop once children can read independently. Many parents naturally associate read aloud time with babies, preschoolers, and beginning readers. But McKenzie insists that older children still benefit from listening to books read well. This is important because listening ability often exceeds independent reading ability. Allowing children to encounter richer language, more complex plots, and bigger ideas than they might tackle alone. The practice also preserves family togetherness during years when children become more academically capable, but often more socially scattered. In this sense, reading aloud becomes a way to maintain connection through changing stages of childhood. McKenzie encourages parents not to treat independent reading as a replacement for shared reading, but as something that works alongside it. The parent can introduce books that stretch understanding, spark conversation, and remain memorable because they were experienced together. This idea broadens the appeal of the book beyond early literacy advice. It addresses families with elementary and even older children who want meaningful routines that do not feel childish. By defending the value of continuing the practice, McKenzie reframes read aloud time as a long-term family habit rather than a temporary instructional phase. Thirdly, building a shared family culture through stories, McKenzie gives unusual emphasis to the idea that shared stories create a common family culture. This theme helps explain why the book resonates with parents who want more than better reading scores. When a family hears the same books, characters, scenes, and phrases become part of household life. They generate humor, references, and shared memories that can lighten conflict and deepen belonging. Instead of family culture being shaped mainly by outside media, the home develops its own internal language through books. This is one of the book's most memorable contributions because it connects reading aloud to identity and cohesion. Shared stories can become touchpoints for discussing courage, selfishness, loyalty, wonder, or fear without reducing books to moral lessons. They also provide a reservoir of examples and images that families can return to over time. In a practical sense, this means books can influence everyday life long after reading time ends. The effect is cumulative rather than dramatic. Over months and years, the family gathers references that make home life feel richer and more connected. McKenzie presents this as a strong answer to modern fragmentation. Reading aloud becomes a counterpractice that gathers family members around something meaningful and leaves behind a body of experiences they hold in common. Fourthly, choosing books well and matching them to family life. The book also addresses the practical question of what to read and how to choose books that invite engagement. McKenzie encourages parents to select titles that are interesting enough to capture children's attention, while also stretching them a little beyond their independent reading comfort zone. This approach lets children hear sophisticated sentence patterns, new vocabulary, and more layered ideas in an accessible way. At the same time, she does not frame book choice as rigid or overly academic. Interest matters. Families are more likely to sustain the habit when the reading genuinely delights, intrigues, or moves the listeners. This balance between quality and accessibility is a major practical strength of the book. Mackenzie is known for helping families navigate the overwhelming number of available titles, and that sensibility appears here in her encouragement to use good book lists. Trust strong recommendations and think intentionally about reading selections. She also connects books to lived experience, suggesting that family life can be enriched when stories spill into outings, conversations, or simple rituals. That does not mean every book requires a themed activity. Rather, it means that books can be chosen as part of a broader effort to make ideas and imagination more present in the home. In this framework, good book selection supports both literary taste and family enjoyment. Lastly, making read aloud time realistic in busy and imperfect homes, another important feature of the book is its effort to make reading aloud feel possible for ordinary families. The ideal of a peaceful family gathered around a book can seem unrealistic, especially for parents managing multiple ages, interruptions, chores, and short attention spans. Mackenzie acknowledges that the practice does not require perfect conditions to be worthwhile. What matters most is consistency, intentionality, and the willingness to begin where a family actually is. This practical tone is part of the book's appeal. Rather than presenting reading aloud as a performance of ideal parenting, it frames it as a repeatable habit that can fit into daily rhythms such as mealtimes, rest times, or evenings. The emphasis falls on small, faithful effort rather than elaborate systems. This is especially helpful for families who feel guilty that they have not already built a strong book culture at home. Mackenzie encourages them to start anyway and to understand that connection grows over time. Even brief sessions can accumulate into something substantial if they become part of family life. In this way, the book speaks to both aspiration and realism. It asks parents to value the practice enough to protect time for it, while also reassuring them that its benefits do not depend on polished or picture-perfect execution. In conclusion, the Read Aloud family is best suited for parents, caregivers, homeschoolers, and educators who want to make books a stronger part of family life without turning reading into another pressure point. It will be especially useful for adults who already sense that stories matter but need encouragement, language, and practical direction for building a read-aloud habit at home. Readers can expect both emotional and practical benefits from the book. It offers a persuasive case that reading aloud supports not only literacy, but attention, empathy, family memory, and shared joy. It also helps parents think more clearly about choosing books, sustaining routines, and continuing read-aloud time long after children begin reading independently. What makes the book stand out in its category is its emphasis on connection. Many parenting and literacy books focus mainly on achievement, early learning, or reading mechanics. Mackenzie certainly values those outcomes, but her distinctive contribution is to place relationship at the center. She presents reading aloud as a way to shape the culture of a home and to create moments of belonging that endure. That gives the book a warmer and more humane focus than many skills-driven guides. For families seeking a meaningful, low-cost, and lasting practice, it offers a compelling and memorable vision. If you would like to support Sarah Mackenzie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.